Time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which he then rewrites in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Andrew Smith is on the phone from El Paso, Texas. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Good to have you. And I believe, Andrew, if I'm not mistaken, that you are a repeat offender here on the Piano Puzzler.
I am, and I feel a little guilty about it. Indeed, I played it once before. I think it was back around 2004.
Uh-huh.
So the reason I'm on again, if you'd like to know,
is
I listen to the Piano Puzzler often with my newlywed wife. We've been married a little over 2 weeks now.
Oh, congratulations.
Anyway, back when I played it the first time, I distinctly remember that the composer was Debussy. Yes, and the tune, though, was really hard and really disguised with all the weird harmonies. And even our local music critic, I saw him a few days later, and he said, oh, that one was just impossible. And so I always tell my wife, Emily, when we listen to it, particularly if it's an easier one, I say, well, why didn't I get one like that? So anyway, so as a surprise, you know, a few weeks ago, she said, guess what? You're going to be on the Puzzler again. So I don't know if it's, you know, if it's going to be easy or hard, but it's a nice treat. So we'll see if I do any better this time.
So this is your chance for redemption. Well, Andrew, let's see how you do with round two, and let's see what Bruce has up his sleeve. So he'll play his Piano Puzzler, and of course, we'll see if you can name the composer whose style he's imitating and the tune that's hidden in there. If you happen to get stuck, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And Andrew, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Wow, an epic piano puzzler.
Yes, yes.
Andrew, what do you think?
Okay, well, I have to confess, with my cell phone, the reception was horrible, and it sounded like it was coming from Mars.
Oh, too bad. Oh.
But through all that, I could hear the Liszt B minor sonata.
You're absolutely right. Yes, the Liszt, that's right.
So that comes through. So Liszt makes it through all the distortion and all the cutouts.
So in the style of Franz Liszt, and in fact, quoting from the massive B minor sonata by Franz Liszt.
Yes, it's full of little quotes and some big quotes, but of course there's also a tune superimposed on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So once again, you got the composer and wondering about the tune.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that I know the Liszt, if it's played again through all the distortion, I might be able to pick it out.
I think what I'll do, since you're on a cell phone, is I'll leave out the opening bombastic chords,
okay.
And I will play it softer so that your cell phone will allow you to hear the tune. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Is it this old man came rolling home?
It is. Bum, bum, it bum, is. Bum, bum, this old man. Oh, sorry.
I don't even know the name of that song, but I just know the melody. What is the actual name of that tune?
This old man.
It is this old man.
Yeah.
Okay.
This old man. He played knick-knack on my thumb.
Okay. Amazing to have thought of combining that with the Liszt sonata.
Well, Andrew, you named the tune, you named the composer, you got that combination of the sublime and the ridiculous,
yes, yes.
This old man, in the style of Franz Liszt, with lots of quotes from the B minor sonata by Franz Liszt.
But I have to say, I'm just very, very impressed with Bruce's ability to keep coming up with these things.
Andrew, you're right. It is amazing that these happen week after week and how well they're constructed and then played also. It's an astonishing thing.
Fred, you came up with a statistic.
Yeah, this was something that occurred to me as I was thinking about the history of piano puzzlers. Here we are, more than 10 years now worth of piano puzzlers. We guess that there are about 400 of them altogether. Each one is very short, but if you add them all up, the combined length of the piano puzzlers is about 13 or 14 hours, which is equal to the length of the Ring Cycle, the four operas by Richard Wagner.
Without sets and costumes, it's a lot easier to produce.
Andrew, what's your public radio station?
Well, here in El Paso, KTET is fantastic.
All right. Andrew Smith in El Paso, Texas. Thank you so much for playing the piano puzzler this week.
Well, thanks to both of you. Thanks a lot.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.